Thank you, thank you. I appreciate the applause, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we're going to be doing our NG trivia night, or day, or morning, whatever you're going through in life today. So, on to my left, right, wherever you want to listen to us from, we have...
whichever way you're facing.
Bridget the Midget's boyfriend, Hero! And then on my right, left, up, down, we have Titty with a Big Bitty. How are you doing, guys? You're doing good?
Yes.
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm doing great.
In case you didn't know, I'm Oscar. I'll be the host of this game show today. Woo! And this is how it's going to work. I'm going to ask some trivia questions. And the first one to 10 points total wins the game.
Now, you're going down, loser.
Here's the twist, though. If both contestants can't guess the right answer, we're going to have them both agree to give up and they lose a point. So... whenever y'all are ready, gentlemen or ladies. All right, so we're going to start off simple and easy. I'm like my girlfriend, am I right? All right. Question numero uno. Area 51 is located in which U.S. state?
Nevada.
Ooh.
That was pretty close.
Let's do a tiebreaker for that one. A tiebreaker for the first point already.
That's what needs to replay.
Which president appears on the $1 bill?
George Washington.
Ooh, what? All right, double tiebreaker. Okay.
Wait, so we don't get any points for that?
No. Well, you know what? Let's give them both. There's 2 points each. Let's be fair. All right. True or false? In 2010, Twitter and the U.S. Library of Congress partnered together to achieve every tweet by American citizens. Archive. Sorry.
False.
Yeah.
great.
True or false, once again, the Lego group was founded in 1932.
False. True.
Keep it track.
Just guess the opposite of you.
All right. Now think about this with your memory, all right? What color is the EX and FedEx Ground?
Orange.
No.
Purple.
No.
Dark blue.
You're getting closer, but wait, not really.
Oh, FedEx Ground?
Yes. FedEx Ground.
Green?
Oh, sorry. Boom! You got it. All right.
Let's go.
The flag of the European Union has how many stars on it?
12.
Yes.
Damn.
I ain't really good at this. Oh, I don't know if y'all know this one, but we're going to go ahead and give it a try. Who is the author of Jurassic Park?
Michael Crichton.
Wow.
Damn, he knows his dinosaurs.
Yeah. I read the books too, so. Wow!
True or false? I like this true or false kind of idea,
I don't,
right?
I hate it.
The sum of all the numbers on a roulette wheel is 666.
False.
True.
Correct, Tweety! All right. Where are we at now? Tweety's at
six,
and Hero is at four. Well. What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Zeta?
No.
Omega?
Yes! Wow. All right.
Just because it starts with a Z.
Yes, that's exactly why I guessed it.
Next question on it. When did the website Facebook launch?
2007?
No.
08?
No.
09?
No.
11?
No.
2005?
2004?
Yes, 2004.
What? Really?
The last letter.
It was like a college thing, I think.
Oh, yes. This was before it was like a big, like, for everybody, right?
It was like a college medium.
It was
It was a thingy. It was a social network, if you will.
All right, let's give these two little contestants a break with our commercial break.
Hemorrhoids.
Do you ever have a hemorrhoid and you want
to
pop it?
I have a hemorrhoid and it hurts to sit.
You know what you need? Anya O's, the ointment for you.
What's that?
You put an O shaped amount of ointment on your palm.
O shape on my O shape.
Yes, sir. And in 4 to 5 years, they'll be gone.
45 years.
Hey, listen, I'll make the rules here.
You might want to kill yourself.
But
it might increase depression.
But side effect, ask a doctor, because what do we know? We're not doctor certified. Wait, graduates?
No, here's a doctor.
All right, we're back from the commercial. So if you want those hemorrhoids fixed, get on your O's. All right, next question. Now, Hero, since you're falling behind, I'm going to give you a freebie. And 2D cannot answer. All right? This one is a easy one because you might know this because for some reason you might ask this earlier, but I don't know. We'll see. What year was Queen Elizabeth II born?
1922.
What the
heck? Oh my god.
No, that's not correct. You get one more guess, you can steal it.
I don't remember. 24. 1924.
No.
1926.
Yes, sir.
That was close.
Fucking dumbass.
We'll give you one more chance by yourself, all right? Now, this is a... All right.
It's getting pretty pathetic.
True or false? Spoon theory is a theory utilizing spoons as metaphor for energy they can use in a day.
Okay, true.
True.
Hooray! Where you are now? 5? All right. Now, 20 years back in this, all right? Now.
Back against the wall.
In the United States, not Russia, not Canada, and not South Africa. Actually, I don't know. Maybe. What is the legal age to purchase and consume alcohol?
21.
Boom. Roasted.
Wait, where?
In the U.S.
Oh, I thought you said Russia.
I said not Russia, not Canada. Go back in the tape and you'll hear it.
I was going to say it's like 16, isn't it? In Russia.
Yeah.
All right.
14.
Next question. What is the weight of a gold bar in Fallout New Vegas?
45 kilograms?
No. I'll give you a hint. It is pounds.
It's in the game, Hero. Fallout New Vegas.
Hold that thought, because we're now on our next commercial. Bump, beep, bump, bada, bump, bump. You still have hemorrhoids?
I still cannot see it.
Whoa, have you tried on your hose?
I got 4 to 4 years left.
All right. 44. I said 4 to 5 years.
Oh, I thought you said 45.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's when the side effects hit.
Yeah. Okay. So your hemorrhoids might be gone, but...
Are you hungry while you have hemorrhoids?
Are you thirsty while not having hemorrhoids now? Stop yourself. No, I'm kidding. Alright, we're back. Don't forget, on your O's. On your O's is the way to go.
Don't Google that.
Don't Google it. No, it's a new garlic product that we haven't got out yet. It's still in questioning in the labs.
It's still in animal testing.
Okay, we're back. Next question, Yone. Did you get the answer?
I forgot what the question was.
Alright, next question. What is the name of the fastest land animal?
Cheetah.
Boom. Roasted.
That one.
Boom. Cheetos. All right, Tweety. Since you are one question away from 10 points, we're going to kick you off this one. Hero, are you ready for our next question?
Yeah.
All right, Hero, let me tell you, this is the easiest one that you can ever do. The Denver
football team.
Broncos. There we go. Put that one up there. Put that one up there. Oh, yeah, right now. All right, guys. Six. One more freebie. One more freebie. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
What is the nationality of Picasso?
Italian.
What do you speak?
Spain.
Yes. Wow. Where are we now?
7.
All right. One more freebie. We got it. All right. Ready? What is the name of the infamous wizard that attended Hogwarts? You aren't wrong.
The
but
main character here, the
main Harry Potter.
Yeah! Way to go, what do you have right now?
The one whose name is on the fucking book.
Alright. Sweetie, you're back in the game. We need to end this right now. no more time to zero.
Sorry.
Because I can't deal with another answer like that.
Which painter reputedly cut off his own ear?
Van Gogh.
I didn't hear you. What did you say, Hero? Van Gogh, Hero, correct! All right, 9-9. Right. All right, final question. A tiebreaker of all tiebreakers, am I right? Okay.
Sorry, that was just like a loud fart.
So, this one is for all my alcoholics. are responsible drinkers, all right? Let's just bring that up, right? What do you call a cocktail consisting of rum, pineapple, and coconut milk?
Sex on the beach?
No.
That's not even a drink here.
Pina colada.
Yes! Wow!
What a comeback.
What a Kim K.
What a triple... never mind, I'm not going to say anything. Well, there you have it. We have the winner of Hero with the help of the host, am I right? And so...
you were fucking tracking him along.
What? I help the needy. He needy that help, all right?
Needs garlic.
Yeah. I hope you like that little sitcom or a little sketch or a little game show, but we're not done yet. What we're going to talk about today is, so recently Tweety had brought up, you know, I'm hungry. What do you like to eat? And we're like, I don't know.
It sounds like another commercial.
So, Anya O's, not only ointment.
Also cereal.
No, but Tweety had brought up that what kind of food that we like that isn't like our typical go-to meal, right? Right, for example, like what do you eat daily? Hero, what do you eat daily?
Beans.
Uh huh.
Typical.
some form of carne.
Okay.
No rice. Vegetables.
So basically, like Mexican food, and that very in that little genre.
Yeah,
that you have
flautas,
going on there.
Tacos, tostadas, sopes.
Sopes.
Gorditas.
Friendly here. But besides that, like, what do you, if you couldn't eat Mexican food for the rest of your life, and pick something else, what would you be?
I really like ramen. Like, that's, like.
Do you feel like you like Japanese, like, cuisine the most? Or?
What else is, sushi Japanese, too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like sushi.
I would say so.
And you?
What else is Japanese? I wouldn't say I like the whole Japanese.
Is boba Japanese? Or is that Chinese? Or is that Vietnamese? Or is that?
Actually, I don't know.
Boba.
I feel like everybody has it.
All right, but I'm Mexican.
Because I also like pho, but pho is Vietnamese, so... right?
Yeah.
What?
Pho is Vietnamese.
You mean pho?
Pho. I'm going to sopa with the pho.
Cringe. I was kidding.
You didn't have to hump the air.
Hey, what about you? What
I understand you like it, but you don't have to sexually assault the words. I feel like I lean more towards Vietnamese.
Really?
So, like, oh, the sandwiches, dude. The sandwiches are fucking bomb. RIP, yeah, let's get for all set.
But, like, what is it? Like, what's the sandwich? Like, what does it consist of? Usually like, what makes like, it, what makes it a bop? A go-to? A zinger. I'm just kidding.
A zinger.
A zinger, zing, zing.
I guess the meat.
Oh.
Like, the pork.
So, you like meat?
I like the schmeat.
Daddy? No, I was kidding.
You like porkies?
The schmeat. Pickled carrots are good.
All the spring rolls, right?
Yeah, okay. Spring rolls are bomb.
Bomb diggity.
Noodles.
Chinese food is really good too, though.
Chinese?
Yeah, like all that. Like Pan Express.
That's not very Chinese
food. But it's like Chinese food.
It's America's version of Chinese food.
It's really good Chinese food.
I'm in Chinese. I'm Marinese food.
I'm Marinese.
What do you consider poke bowls? Are those like Hawaiian? Or are those like...
It's like a mix of Hawaiian and Japanese.
Do we just synchronize?
Stop making out.
And I wonder why we're fags. Which I like. I was kidding. Nothing against them. I don't know. For me, I agree with you guys. Like, I feel like I lean towards more of the Vietnamese, Chinese like area.
Asian food?
Yeah, Asian food. Asian fusion.
Italian's good, but it's not like my favorite. I feel like.
Have they been in the mood for Italian?
Yeah, like
Olive Garden?
Pastas and stuff like that.
Like Olive Garden? I was kidding.
Olive the pastas.
Well, fuck me up. What was that? Since I became lactose intolerant. Like, I. Alfredo's like completely cut off now for me.
Oh, you say that a lot.
Isn't that your middle name?
Literally. That's why I have diarrhea.
You're born to have it in your life. So.
Luis Alfredo sauce.
But I don't know. I feel like with like Italian food, you have to be like I don't crave lasagna. I don't crave like pasta.
I like spaghetti.
Like I'll eat it, but I'm not gonna be like, oh man. Right. Well, actually,
I like green spaghetti.
I think spaghetti is the most common Italian food you could crave. But everything else, I don't feel like you crave it. Like
pizza.
Oh, yeah, that's
different. Well, Italian, pizza variants. Italian pizza or, like, pizza pizza?
Because I really like pizza.
I mean, I would go for either one, so.
A DiGiorno? I've never tried that. I was kidding.
It's DiGiorno.
But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I can crave, like...
Raviolis are bomb.
From Chef Boyardee?
Yeah.
I haven't had those in forever.
Let's go get some right now. You ain't done. Right now?
Bye.
I don't know. I feel like saying American food too is kind of basic because we're in America.
Nah,
right?
Man. Burgers and hot dogs go hard. Mexican hot dogs go
is
hard.
Is Mexican hot dogs with the bacon around
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think.
And
so.
The regular American hot dogs, just the plain hot dog with toppings?
Yeah. Because there's different kinds of American hot dogs too. There's like the New York style and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Chicago.
Chicago style.
Mm-hmm. Mexican style. Like, no, I was kidding.
Right.
The Mexican ones I just know as like with. Tomato and bacon wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
the tomato or is it pico de gallo?
No, I think it's
sorry.
Tomato and
pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo. Rooster beak. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
what was he saying?
The pico of the rooster.
Oh. Oh.
Ketchup.
I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
You smell like your bird.
Huh? No, that's you had hot dogs made out of that or something.
No.
We could have. You never know. No.
No, yeah, I think a Mexican hot dog is just like tomato, onion, and the bacon rug. Bacon wrapped weenie.
Bacon or rod?
Wow, raw dogging that. Oh, raw dogging? These garlic panic?
Raw hot dogging?
Knees raw dog? Oh, never mind. I guess.
Is that how you like your hot dog then?
Yeah.
Raw?
Typically.
Oh.
Bacon wrapped.
Bacon wrapped. Oh, remember when Louis's.
Yeah. They were good.
I was kidding.
Some of my mom makes them. It's freaking good.
There used to be a guy right there by AutoZone. And he used to have like a little cart. He would sell like his old Mexican like style hot dogs. And man, they were busting. Like busting.
Mm.
Like busting.
No, but I mean, American breakfast goes fucking hard.
Yeah.
You would know.
Sausage.
You know, I've had Spaniard breakfast.
Oh, when you went to Spain?
Yeah.
I forgot you did that.
And let me tell you, like, the bacon over there is, like, not even the bacon we have here. It's, like, barely cooked over there. It's, like, bacon ham.
They will make it crispy?
No.
That's, like, chewy-ish?
Yeah, they're, like, I think overall, I don't think it's mean to say this, but I think they're, like, a very healthy country in terms of, like, the food.
Except for the drugs. And...
No, that's different. I'm talking about food.
Food-wise, they're healthier.
Mm-hmm. I do know that they offer you alcohol before the regular drinks. When you go out eat somewhere, people are like, what kind of beer do you want? Like, oh, I'll have a water. And like, oh, so you're American? No, I'm kidding.
Little bitch.
I don't know. It was a good experience, though.
African breakfast?
Oh, yeah, African
breakfast.
Yeah. You're the only one out of anywhere.
Costa Rica, that's
that doesn't
it.
Count. That's fake. I'm kidding.
And it was just...
Costa Rica
the same
thing.
Costa Rica was made by the fake news.
It's just like Narnia.
Nah, over there, it felt... Because we were at a... What do you
mean? Did you eat lions and kangaroos?
No.
Oh, my.
He was hunting elephants?
I walk with a lion. His name was Tonga.
Tonga?
Yeah, and I rode an elephant, which I heard that was really bad if you can ride an elephant.
If you can't?
Yeah, like... No, if you can ride them, that means they really mistreated them for them to be able to have a human ride them. And then I felt bad.
We're talking about an elephant.
They can train them to
do... Yeah, they train them, but they say they train them really harsh. So I felt bad. I was like, I shouldn't have wrote Chibi. That was her name.
I went to animal. No, I was kidding.
Yeah, her name. Oh, my God.
Oh, my bad.
Her name was Chibi.
Chibi?
She was cute.
What about the elephant?
She would bounce her trunk on the head.
Hey, what about the elephant?
Let me tell you about Chibi, man.
Oh, Chibi. Never mind, man.
Nah, she'd go for real. I mean, an elephant.
But yeah, the breakfast was pretty normal over there.
Like eggs,
is
like
it just
because
of the resort? Or?
Yeah, I think that's why.
You had a resort?
It wasn't a resort. It was like
someone had money.
Yeah.
Well, for your pyramid scheme, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, you said yes, hero.
I got you.
I
almost
got you.
Just
asked. No.
Hero was a pyramid scheme.
All those people that I messaged, man, they fucking hate me now.
Nah.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I got to show you something.
Oh my god.
I cringe, bro. I see like old messages and I cringe so bad.
It's like Michael Scott when he explains the pyramid, like, you know, 1, 2, 3, and like, and then Chip draws the triangle. He's like, I gotta make some calls. That was hero.
Nah, it wasn't a pyramid scheme.
Hero.
It was just.
You were literally making Egypt. No. You were literally in Egypt then.
I mean, because aren't pyramid schemes like fake money? Like, way to get money? A fake way to get money?
Not really.
No, it's like you're. It's like, for example, if I want to make money, then I recruit 2 people to sell my products, right? So that way I get a percentage of what they make, and then they get a small percentage, and then so on and so on and so on.
But so, it's not
and then they can recruit more people, and then they get a percentage of what they sell.
Yeah, it's a pyramid scheme.
Were you but getting, it wasn't a scheme.
Were you getting a percentage?
I don't know, dude. You were scheming that year.
you were kind of sus.
I'm trying to make money, bro. It sounded good. It was a good.
You're idea. Trying to make money.
Yeah, it sounded good for you.
It's because the reason why I didn't feel like a scam was because like the trips were real. Like you would actually go on this trip. You can actually go on these trips.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can still go places. It's still a scheme, hero. That's the point of the pyramid scheme. You go travel.
No, I thought the pyramid scheme was like
if hero, you bought a if you, know? You bought a real Corvette. That doesn't make it out of the pyramid scheme.
All right, whatever, pyramid scheme.
Hero, I think we need like work on your denial. Like,
no, it's because it wasn't a pyramid scheme.
Hero, except that it was.
No, it's the word scheme that I don't like.
All right. How did it work then? How did it work?
Yeah, it was a pyramid, but it wasn't a scheme.
It's a pyramid scheme.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, hero.
What does scheme mean?
Scheme me or you're scheming.
It's scheme
me. Scheme me.
Okay, fine, whatever. Think whatever you want.
Oh, well, I know what it is.
Agree to disagree.
Agree to agree with me, huh? That was like so random.
I think the police just have to agree.
It was funny because you said they squeeze me. They squeeze me. I saw a TikTok and then the teacher was like, use the word extinct in a sentence. And it goes like, oh my god, it's thinking here. It felt really bad. It's thinking here. It made me laugh. I don't know why, but it was kind of funny. But anyways, enough for the scheming.
The food was good there in Africa. Jeez.
I paid for it. The scheme? I was kidding.
All those people I scammed.
Yeah.
You had to recruit black people to go to Africa.
No, I didn't. I paid for the trip myself.
With what money, huh?
What my money, what you mean?
Damn.
Well, what's really I know you didn't use Chuck E. Cheese tickets.
Was it a good scheme that you made a lot of money?
No, I didn't.
That was the worst scheme ever. No. Well, I guess really more scheming. Yeah.
He was on the bottom of the pyramid. Search.
You're... Oh, scheming. I was kidding. But yeah, I think overall, I would pick Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese. Like, if I had it.
Vietnamese. Why do you always say Vietnamese?
Why don't you mind your damn business?
I thought you said weenies, so I'm just kidding.
Weenies?
Chinese weenies wrapped in bacon.
Fucking chicken. But anyways, I think I would pick that category of food if I had to stray away from Mexican food. Because Mexican food goes hard, dude. Like,
I mean, there's Mexican people that don't like Mexican food.
Well, they're not Mexican. Topic? No, I was kidding. Next podcast, what makes you Mexican?
I mean, I don't consider myself Mexican.
You're Hispanic. Yeah. And then Mexican culture.
Yeah, but I'm not Mexican.
Oh, you said, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think as long as you associate yourself with the culture, spiritually, you're Mexican.
Nah.
Just like religion.
I just think because I wasn't born over there, I can't consider myself a Mexican.
Are you an American?
Yeah.
But you don't do American things.
So, I live here in a...
Do you live here?
United States of America.
We're scheming. I was going to do scheming here. That's good.
I feel like it's the same with me because I've only been to Mexico like 3 or 4 times.
I've been way more than that. And I know
you're like I have like no attachment
you're,
to it.
Out of this whole group, you're the strongest coconut that we have.
Yeah.
Coconut?
Yes. Mexican because white inside.
Oh.
Come on, dude.
You know a little bit more Spanish than me.
I know poquito. I was kidding.
You know a lot more Spanish than me.
Yo, freaking Luis in there. Yo,
Kim Fuen. Yo.
Hi, Luis. Happy Pride Month. No, I was kidding.
If you listen to this, Happy Pride Month.
But I think it's safe to say that we choose that route of food. Like Chinese, Vietnamese, and Chinese.
You still said it weird, but it's better.
You know what? Vietnamese. You're on the podcast. We're looking for a new co-host to replace Tweety.
A job just opened up.
You don't get paid, but...
You don't get paid. You actually paid have in, to you get paid contribute a lot of money.
Yeah. But anyways, I think that's enough for us today. I hope you enjoy our little game show, and I hope you enjoy our little opinions of
don't pyramid join schemes. The pyramid schemes.
And, yeah.
If unless... I message you, don't reply.
Anyways, I guess we'll talk to you guys later. Right?
Tweety? Hi, guys.
Well, I think sure. Tweety got fired, so maybe he's not going to...
I'm the winner. I'm the winner.
Yeah, Hero won, like, legit on his own. So, congrats, Hero. And Tweety, maybe next time, try a little bit better. All right?
Push yourself.
Don't blame the host. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.